Welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast, which has just been invented this moment. I'm Anne, and with me today is Matt, my husband. We thought we would take a few minutes to talk about our daily prayer habits. So welcome. So Matt Kennedy, what is your daily prayer life like?
I used to wake up and read the Bible and then go through the morning prayer service in the prayer book, in the Anglican prayer book. But I don't do that anymore. Instead, I wake up early. And
how early?
I wake up at 3:45 in most mornings, and then I study the Bible for about 30 minutes, and then I'm trying to work through the New Testament in Greek. It's not going very fast, but so I'm translating various sections for an hour, and then I work out, and then I go for my walk, and it's during my walk now that I pray, because that's the only time I can really, if I do it any other time, I get distracted, so, and I usually use the Lord's Prayer as the outline, just the common evangelical, you know, you start with the first line, Our Father, and since He's my Father, I thank Him for the things that He's done for me over the last, since the last time I prayed, and I then ask that God would help me in my soul and heart and mind hallow His name, or right, I would set Him apart as holy, and you know, you go through each section of the prayer, and
there's a child shouting from the door.
Yeah,
we should get new batteries from the store.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You use in the next, every section of the Lord's Prayer, I just use as kind of a launching point for my prayers. So, and it's actually worked well. That form has never been as effective for me as the prayer book, but I've actually enjoyed it over the last, I've done it about, I've been 6 months now, so.
Do you pray at other times in the day?
What's interesting is I've been, as I've used the Lord's Prayer as the basis for my prayers when I'm at night, when I can't sleep, instead of running over all the stressful things going on in my life, I actually start praying that, and it helps. So yeah,
that's very holy.
So yeah, I'm awesome. How about you? What's your prayer life like?
I do not wake up at 3:45. I wake up at 5, and I turn on my internet Bible, and so the guy online is reading it, and I go back to sleep for about 45 minutes, and so I will wake up and start in one chapter and then wake up again like 6 chapters later. So then I have to backtrack the next day. It takes me a really long time to get through the Bible that way. And then I don't pray. I wake up, you know, again after waking up, and I panic and blog. So I write for maybe an hour, and then I publish the blog, and then I feel bad and guilty that I haven't prayed. So then I push play on an internet prayer book. They say prayer book to us.
Ask us later. Another child. Yeah, go ahead.
So they, it has some sort of soulful, kind of new agey music in the background, and then a very nice sounding man reading the Anglican, the probably 79 prayer book, morning prayer service and the readings. And I've only been doing that for about 2 weeks, and that's been really, really great, because before that, I had been consistently only praying the Jonah prayer, which is where you wake up,
help me.
You panic about life. You say, oh God, oh God, oh God, please help me. Please help me get out of bed. It was kind of the basic one. And then when I managed to get in the shower, I would pray that I could, you know, do any work for the day, and I'd try to remember to pray for people who were sick. But it was really scattershot and pathetic.
So what is it that makes prayer so hard? I mean, I think that you and I both, over the course of our marriage, have struggled to get a good habit. I mean, I tend to be the more disciplined one of us, but what I've noticed about you is that you have I've always thought of you, maybe I'm wrong, but I've always thought of you as having your relationship with God integrated more holistically throughout your life and your day.
That's probably true.
Yeah, because I mean, you've grown up in a Christian home. You've been raised by people who knew Jesus and loved Jesus and taught how to pray and read your Bible since you've been a kid. And I think you've always you can't identify a time or a point when you became a Christian, can you?
No.
So it's always been part of your life, and you know, for me, I've had to like impose it on my mm-hmm. on my day. So it's a different. Yeah.
No, that's true. When I go through the day, I do feel like I'm in sort of constant prayer. Usually when I'm talking to people, mm-hmm. I have an extra dialogue going on with God at the same time. And I'm frequently woken up in the middle of the night. I feel often woken up to pray by God. I don't know if we quibble about whether God does that to people, but I have found myself praying in the middle of the night for people who, you know, I hadn't really been thinking about before. And that will go on. That's always really unpleasant, actually, because then you're not sleeping. But I do have a more continuous prayer going on all day that is sort of fundamentally based in the Jonah prayer, which is, help me.
So what would you say for people like yourself, women like yourself, who have very difficult lives, lots of things going on.
Lots of stress.
How would you advise them to pray if you had a...
Well, so here's my personal issue right now is that prayer lately has been making me feel more panicky. And so
I think it's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
So when I start to pray, I might have thought that everything was okay before, but then I start to pray for people and I get really deeply mired in sorrow, and anxiety for them and for myself. And then I have to kind of climb back out of that. And that, I feel like prayer should alleviate the stress and anxiety of the soul. You should put it in God's hands. So the having the morning prayer be read so that it's not on me to actually say the words, but I can sort of join in. This is where I wish that I could go to morning prayer every day. I think that would... Mm-hmm. It's the sort of conjoining yourself to your burdens to the whole church so that you're not just... you know, begging God to take care of the world by yourself.
Not right now.
We promised the children, didn't we, that if
we said that if you guys would not bother us while we're doing this, that we could watch a movie.
So, that's only 3, though, out of 6 now who have not listened. So, it may be that we have 3 good children and 3 bad ones. You know, our children do pray, which I found interesting and startling, because one of them last week came to tell me something that he was praying for, which it had never occurred to me to pray for myself, so then, of course, I felt bad, but also happy that he thought of it instead of me, and then I felt bad because I thought God would surely not answer his prayer, because it was... Well, it's a real thing, but as we know, God doesn't want to give us nice things, which is probably...
No, I think that's a basic assumption.
That's the basic assumption on most, of all of us.
That was one of the most interesting things that's happened to me over the last 6 months, is I read Calvin's, I reread Calvin's section in the Institutes on prayer, and, you know, you might have an idea about Calvin that he's a cold, hard...
He's a...
unspiritual kind of guy. But when you read his prayer, when you read the stuff that he has written about prayer, he's a vibrant relationship with God. And one of the things that he says is, you need to approach God with the expectation that because he's your loving Father and because Jesus died and took away your sins, that he wants to give you good things. And he does give you good things. He only gives you good things. And the expectation is that what you're asking him for is going to be something that he wants
to give you. Right.
Or if it's wrong, he won't give it to you if it's going to hurt you. But he's gonna want to give you good things.
Which is extraordinary to think about God, because we know that he's small and angry.
Right.
And made of tin.
Right. I don't think we should go on too long, just since this is our first podcast, and I know the endurance of people listening to
this fascinating discussion.
So we should probably close up, but is there any parting shots that you'd like to take on prayer?
Well, I always feel that if you're not praying, you should feel guilty. And if you are, no, I'm just
That's
kidding.
Great.
What would be great, maybe, is if people commented and said how prayer is working for them in their daily life, and then maybe I could be helped, and so could everybody else.
Right. Well, good. Yeah. So, I think we both want to say, pray.
Pray. Right. That's a good idea. Let's pray.
And if you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, then you can approach Him, approach the Father, and He will hear you, and there's no need to hesitate.
That's true.
So, all right. Well, I think that's the first Preventing Grace podcast, and we'll just end it right now and send this one to the editor, who is me.